Scorpions on air. You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah.
Hey honeys, how are you? Welcome to this Tuesday ep of Natch Beaut. I recorded this a little bit ago, if I'm being honest. Not too long, a couple months. And every time I do this and I shelf something and it gets pushed back, I just want to let y'all know that this is a little outdated. Not really, but I wanted to let you know. I also, I listened back and I just felt compelled to remind everybody that Dr. Stacy is a naturopathic doctor, and we are having a personal conversation. We're discussing, you know, her personal health journey. We're discussing what worked for her. We're, you know, discussing her expertise in naturopathic medicine. And I just wanted to say up top, anything out there, honey, that you're experiencing regarding your health, I just want to say consult your doctor of choice. This is a conversation I'm having with a naturopathic doctor. And if you don't agree with her or me, that's fine, honey. Do you? I just wanted to kindly remind you of that up front because we have fun. We discuss personal health choices that we both have. And I want everyone out there to stay healthy and happy, baby, okay? You deserve to be healthy. You deserve to be happy. Next week will be part two of our convo where we talk all about her skincare routine, which was fascinating. She gives a lot of great product recommendations and a lot of great things for us sensitive natural honeys out there. So be on the lookout for that next week. Please enjoy my conversation with Dr. Stacy.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a mini-up of Natch Beaut. What should we call these? Mini-Beauts? Is that a little too on the nose? We'll work on it. If you have ideas, Instagram them to me, okay? Because you know we love a good title around here. Welcome to the mini-eps of Natch Beaut. This mini-ep is very exciting, and it's going to be a two-parter, so buckle up. And let me tell you something. My guest today, we met at South by Southwest, and, you know, I'm really proud of myself because I'm not a natural networker, but I pulled off a real networking situation because my guest came here today from Canada, right?
Right, Toronto.
International. We have an international guest today, and I'm very excited to speak with her. She is a naturopathic doctor that specializes in beauty. I mean, have you ever heard of such a thing? You have now. Welcome to the show, Stacy Shillington, ND.
Thank you Welcome. So much. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited you're here. Like I said, this is networking at its finest.
Isn't it?
It worked.
You know what? I'm not a natural networker either, so
look
it's
at us.
Amazing,
we did
right?
it.
I love it.
I'm so proud of us.
Me too.
When I was in Austin, I did a speaker connect for South by Southwest, which is sort of a, they're not on the schedule for anybody to just show up, and they're invite only, and I did a kind of a meeting of women in beauty, and they invited you, and you came, and then we became best friends, and here we are.
Here we are.
And I'm so excited
for you
to be here.
It was so fun. I know.
Yes, it was amazing. Honestly, it was my favorite part of the whole
thing.
Me
too. Yeah. Me too, for sure. I loved it.
And somebody started talking about divorce, and then I started crying, and I was like, I'm getting a divorce, and I know you've been divorced,
right? I've been divorced.
It happens to the best of us. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that was a natural bond. And but we're not here to talk. This isn't Natch divorce. We're here to talk about beauty. So Stacy, why don't you first start telling us your story? I mean, not the full story, because, you know, like I said, this is a mini-ep.
Right.
But you do have a very interesting, beautiful story about how you kind of came into your career path.
Yes. So I was on the birth control pill because my skin was not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, can you even believe her skin right now, Rebecca, my producer? I mean, look at her. You look fantastic. So anyway.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So anyways, I was on the birth control pill forever because my skin was not perfect.
Yeah.
And
by forever, you mean like teenhood?
I mean from probably about 18 to 28.
Yeah.
And then as I started to get closer to my 30s, I was like, I think I want to get off the pill. And so I did. I just stopped the pill.
Mm-hmm.
And probably within a week, my face blew up in like the worst, reddest, most angry acne you can ever imagine. And it really ruined my life in so many ways, right? Like it changed my career. I couldn't even continue on with my career. I was working in advertising at the time and I was too embarrassed to go to work. I was too embarrassed to hang out with my friends. It just changed everything for me. And of course, I went to all the doctors. They wanted me to either go back on the pill, they wanted me to go on Accutane, and none of those options really felt right for me. So I started to look into other, you know, ways to deal with acne, and I discovered naturopathic medicine. And that was a huge aha moment for me because, you know, I realized that acne is not necessarily something we have to treat topically or treat with medication. It's a sign that there's an imbalance within the body.
I'm nodding.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I decided to, you know, dive deep into that. I went back to school. I became a naturopathic doctor.
So you completely quit your career and pursued this because you were so inspired by the results.
I didn't get results until I actually learned how to heal the skin from the inside out. So as I went through naturopathic college, as I became a naturopathic doctor, that's when I cleared my skin. And that's when I really learned, you know, how to balance the body from the inside out and how that's the most important thing, right, for treating acne and other beauty issues as well.
Right, because I know you also experienced some hair loss.
Hair loss
as well. Pretty extreme hair loss, would you say?
I would say so, yes.
Yes.
So, I mean, and that's a side effect of the birth control pill. I mean, if you're on the birth control pill and you're experiencing hair loss, that's the connection. And also when you come off the birth control pill, you will experience hair loss as well. And I also have two children. You know, so I experienced hair loss after having my children as well. So, I mean, I have a long history with hair loss, so I've managed to deal with that as well.
I used to have triple the hair I have, and I thought maybe the Accutane, because I did Accutane twice, part mm-hmm. of me thought maybe it was the Accutane, mm-hmm. but also I was on NuvaRing for 10 years.
Oh, yes. That's
and
it.
And then I was like, well, I live in LA and we have horrible water and maybe I like burned all my hair off from like taking shitty showers. But very interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting. And I just want to point out to the honeys, you know, your choices are your choices. Consult your doctors. We're not here to say go off your pill. We're not here to judge your choices. We just want to, we're presenting Dr. Stacey's story and what she knows, and everybody do you and feel great.
Absolutely.
And that's the beauty of being in 2019 is that we have choices presented to us now. The research is there. Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you get pregnant, don't be calling me. You can't call me. I'll be so happy for you, but you know what I mean. Okay, so where should we begin? I feel like this is a very large topic, but your specialty is acne.
Acne.
So, like, where do we begin on the acne? Internal things that can be leading to the acne. How do we get down to this? I mean, acne is such a hard egg to crack. We say it on Nash Beauty all the time. Where do we begin?
Acne is kind of like a perfect storm. You know, there's a number of different things going on in the body that contribute to it. Number one is insulin and blood sugar. It can be part of a metabolic condition, acne, and that's why it's so important to cut sugar out. Balance your insulin levels. That's one of the most important things. Also the liver. A lot of people that suffer from acne actually have a genetic polymorphism, which doesn't allow their liver to detox as efficiently as it could. So supporting the liver is another really, really important thing to do.
Okay, so let's start with the sugar. Are you like a gluten-free, sugar-free person?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I am. Yeah. I do not eat any sugar at all.
I mean, how the hell do you do that?
It is so easy.
Oh, come on.
Once.
Come on, don't patronize me.
Once you wean yourself off sugar. Okay, this is the truth. Sugar is 8 times more addictive than cocaine. So if you're eating sugar and you want to stop sugar, it's a big job.
Yeah.
Right? You have to be prepared.
Plus, it's in everything.
It's in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't just run to like convenience items all the time.
Right.
You have to really prepare and think ahead. It requires commitment.
Yes.
But it makes such a difference to your skin.
What are some items that we typically all eat that you would be surprised to find out have a lot of sugar in them?
Well, I don't know if people are surprised by this, but I constantly see people with all the coffees.
Right, right.
You know, that's a huge one. Beverages are huge, even like, you know, iced teas or something like that have sugar in them. Cutting out beverages with sugar is a really important first step.
And what about like stevia and all that? Like,
I'm totally down with stevia.
Okay, yeah.
Love stevia.
We fucks with that. Okay.
Yes. Love xylitol,
yes,
too.
Okay.
Those are fine.
you literally have no under eye. Like, you have no under eye wrinkles. If I stop eating gluten, am I going to look like you? Because if so, fuck gluten. It's out. Do you think that could be causing some of my my creases and stuff? Like,
well, gluten causes inflammation in the body. Yeah. You know, and when there's inflammation in the body.
I feel like I eat a lot of gluten.
Yeah, well, that will cause inflammation if you're susceptible for sure. So,
shit.
And especially if you have digestive issues. If you have digestive issues, gluten is only going to make it worse.
Right.
And there's a ton of research behind this too. So, you know, I find it makes a big difference.
Yeah. I mean, what do you eat? Like, what do you eat? Sawdust? I mean, I'm already vegan, damn it. If I cut gluten and sugar, what the fuck am I supposed to eat?
I eat a lot of vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of vegetables, a lot of fruit. I say that would be about 60 to 65% of my diet.
Right.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And then the rest, I eat protein. I'm not a vegan.
Yeah.
I tried to be a vegan. I was a vegan for 4 years, and it did not work out for me.
Yeah.
So I do eat some animal protein, fish and chicken, all organic.
Yeah.
And good fats. I eat a lot of good fats. And there's a lot of great gluten-free options out there,
I mean,
too.
I live in L.A. It's not that hard, but you know what I mean? It's stressing me out. The idea of it stresses me out. I mean, ketchup is sugar, right? I love ketchup.
Yes, I know.
I love ketchup. I can't eat damn ketchup. I mean, what am I going to do?
Well,
what about like a little sugar, though?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. A little bit here and there. You know, there's a rule like the 80-20 rule. You know, like 80% of the time you like stick with a program. 20%
but
of the time you
But if I go off it and then I eat it, is it going to really fuck me up?
Well, that's the thing. Okay, so once you wean yourself off sugar, your taste buds actually change.
Yes.
Right?
No. I mean, I don't eat fat. Well, that's not true because I eat Taco Bell. But like Sonic. I used to love going to Sonic. And so every once in a while, if I'm in like a smaller town and I see a Sonic, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get me a, you know, cherry limeade. And I drink it and it makes my mouth hurt.
Right.
Even eating the like the tater tots taste like sugar. And if I eat any kind of food I used to eat before I was like, I'm vegan and like stop eating fast food, I'm like, I can't believe how this tastes. It's so sweet and gross. Like candy bars and shit are just disgusting.
Yep.
And I used to eat that like it was nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Because your taste buds actually change.
Yes.
So, I mean, if you detox yourself off of sugar, you are not going to have the same cravings that you currently have on sugar.
I still feel like I don't even have sugar cravings because I'm really anti-sugar-ish these days. Just because I've been like, I need nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
So many people during my, you know, initial divorce stuff would like drop off cookies to my apartment and bring me cupcakes and stuff. And I was like, thanks, but I didn't want them. I remember being in my therapy appointment. I said to my therapist, I was like, I'm so sick of people bringing me cookies. Why won't somebody bring me some damn quinoa? Why won't somebody bring me a damn box of organic avocados?
Right?
And she was like, this is really profound what you're saying, because you're basically saying, I want nourishment.
Yes.
I want to thrive. That's really telling of what, and I was like, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
She persists, honey. She rises, you know?
Absolutely.
So if y'all want to send me some quinoa, wait, can I have quinoa?
Yes.
Yes.
Quinoa's amazing.
I don't know if it's gluten. I don't know the rules.
It's gluten-free.
Yeah.
And it's also full of protein.
Can I have rice?
Rice you can have, not too much.
I saw some judgment in your eye. What's
judgment?
Wrong with rice? What's wrong with rice?
Rice is, okay.
Is it gluten? Is it sugar?
Okay, so rice is gluten-free. Mm-hmm. It's a starchy carb. If you have too much of it, it converts very quickly into sugar in your body.
Even if you avoid sugar, shit turns into sugar. What the fuck am I going to do? This is ridiculous. You need to just send me an email. So this is what I want you to do, Dr. Stacey.
All right.
For a week.
Okay.
Write everything you eat down and email it to me.
Okay.
And then I can try to follow it and just cut the meat out.
Will do.
Okay, and I'll post it on nashbeat.com.
Will you?
For everybody,
okay, let's do
if
that.
If you don't mind.
I have a great plan that I'm gonna send you that.
Perfect.
Is what
I'm down to try this. Like, you know, I'm trying new things, I'm in a new stage of my life.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm gluten free. Maybe the new divorced Jackie's gluten free. Add it to the list, you know? Anyway, okay. So that's do you have any other acne causes that we could look out for? Inflammation, sugar in the bod,
Anything else? I mean, well, hormones?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you the deal with hormones because hormonal acne is what so many people have, right?
Yes.
You get that deep cystic acne along your jaw, like just before you have your period. Yes.
I've been getting mine right before ovulation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what's been happening to me.
Yeah.
It's a new development,
mm-hmm.
and I hate it.
Yeah, no, and that's another typical time to get
it.
But, yeah, so this is the way that I deal with hormonal acne. So a lot of people, they do, like, really expensive hormone tests, mm-hmm. and based on the results of the hormone test, they'll dive in with the herbs or whatever to mm-hmm. balance the hormones.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for years. What I do now is I put women on a three-month anti-inflammatory program where we cut out the sugar, mm-hmm. we heal the gut,
mm-hmm.
we support the liver and get the body detoxifying really nicely. And after doing that for about 100 days, your hormonal imbalances go away. Things actually normalize. And it's for good.
Yeah.
It's not like things will stop if you stop taking the herbs, right?
What's wrong with my liver? You know, I don't even drink alcohol very much.
Well,
why is my liver not working?
Maybe your liver is working.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, people that tend to have really bad acne persistently, research has shown that there's a genetic polymorphism in their liver that allows them to not detoxify efficiently.
Hmm. And how do we do that?
How do you support the liver?
Yes.
There are some amazing herbs. I'm going to give you one really great tip, actually, that I love. So if you take...
We're all lazy. We're all poor. Like, give us, you know what I mean?
This one will work for everybody.
Okay,
I promise you.
Okay.
So you take a cup of warm water.
Okay. I can afford that.
You can afford that,
right? So far, I'm on board,
could you afford half a lemon?
Depends on the week, but yes.
Okay. Then you take half a lemon and you squeeze the juice.
Organic, obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You take the lemon and you squeeze the juice into the warm water and then you drink that when you wake up before you eat anything else.
Okay.
And what that does is the lemon will stimulate the production of bile, which helps detoxify the liver and also stimulates a bowel movement, which helps detoxify the body as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really simple, great way to help your body detoxify. It's pretty cheap too.
I mean, yeah, the water bills are My landlord pays for water, so bring it on.
Right?
Yes.
Like, that's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Are you... You don't drink coffee, I'm assuming?
No, I don't drink coffee.
You don't drink tea?
I do drink tea.
But non-herbal tea, yeah.
Herbal tea.
Yes.
Yes.
Your goals. I'm telling you. Your goals.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm hardcore.
It's your life. It's your passion. It's your career.
This is my life. This is my passion. I really walk my talk.
Yes.
I have to.
But you also have been through so much that, you know, this works for you.
It works.
And now it's not hard, right?
It's, you know what? I wouldn't go back to drinking coffee, drinking alcohol, eating sugar if somebody paid me.
Right. Wow.
Because I feel so amazing.
Yes. Listen, you're convincing me, I'll tell you that. I mean, look at her forehead, look at her face. I mean, you look great.
Can I tell you that I'm closer to 50 than I am to 40?
Is that forehead natural?
It is.
Fuck me. Fuck me up, sis. I can't. Can you believe that? Rebecca's mouth is agape. Not a wrinkle on the forehead. Okay, no gluten for me. I'm out. Pour the hot water in the lemon for me. It's done, honey. It's done. It's officially done. Okay, hold on. I just got so excited I clicked off my notes. Okay.
Well, I have to tell you one other thing about that.
Yes, please.
90% of the aging process is a function of what you eat and how you live.
Fuck.
It's not about what you do topically or treatments. It's really from within, and
you're
that's a statistic.
The best serum
best serum will not do as much for you as really eating properly, sleeping properly, exercising.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That cut me deep. If I can't buy it in the Amazon cart, it ain't happening, you know? Shit.
So sorry.
No, this is great. I'm here for this. We're on a journey here. This is exciting news, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about weak nails.
Okay.
Okay, because you brought this up in the email.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do?
Mineral deficiency. Mm. That is what it is.
Mm.
Any type of nail thing, like if your nails are weak, brittle, breaking, pale.
Help us with the minerals,
okay,
Dr. Stacey.
I am going to give you an amazing tip. Not only will this help you with your nails,
can't wait.
But this is going to really hydrate you as well. Because most people, when they're drinking their 2 liters of water a day, which is what you should be doing, they're not really hydrating themselves at all. They're just drinking it in and it's going through and they're peeing it out. And that's what's happening, especially if you're mineral deficient.
Should we not be peeing out our water? I'm very confused.
You do not want to pee out all your water. What you want to have happen is you want that water to actually get into the cells of your body and hydrate the cells. But if you're mineral deficient,
which
and you are, if your nails are not strong, you need to get some minerals in you to hydrate properly and fix your nails. And this is what I have that is magical.
Hand it over, baby. I'm taking a photo. What is this? Concentrace. Cute. Trace mineral drops. Now, if I put this in my water, is it going to make me shit?
No.
Okay, because I read somewhere that you can get a little loosey-goosey from adding the minerals.
Yeah, that would be magnesium, but you'd have to be taking hundreds of milligrams of magnesium for that to happen.
But I should be careful regardless with the magnesium.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about 20 drops of that in a liter of water. You're doing it daily. You know, not only are you super hydrating your body, which means your skin is really going to be hydrated.
I need what I'm doing. Your nails whatever she says.
But your nails are going to get better.
Yes.
Right? They're going to be stronger. Now, this, you know, like so many things that you do from the inside out, it's not a quick fix.
Yes.
Right? It takes time, but it works better than anything else.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And where do we get that? Can we buy that in America? Did you come in here with some fancy shit I can't buy here?
I think you can get this in America because it's made from Utah's Great Salt Lake.
We love that.
Right?
We love a Utah moment.
Right?
Yes.
So, I mean, I get this at my health food store in Toronto, but I'm sure it's here.
Okay, excellent.
Yes.
And how you just do 20 drops of that a day?
Yeah, I just do like one squirt, which is about 20 drops in my water every
single
day.
Does it taste horrific?
It tastes a little minerally. You know, so your water's going to have...
What do minerals taste like? I don't even know.
Well, you know what? Just put a squeeze of lemon in your water and you'll never taste it. It'll mask it.
Okay.
It's not an issue.
And I see here it's $20 Canadian, so that's not even that much.
So that's like about $5 U.S.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. USA. USA. USA.
No, I'm
USA.
Exaggerating.
No, it's probably
still.
Like, what, $17 U.S.? That's fine. Well, I can afford that.
Yeah.
Especially all the money I'm saving with my detox liver.
Right?
Yeah, we love that.
Good.
So let's... talk about hair loss.
Okay.
What? Help us out. Because you cured yourself of this. So what can we do for that?
Okay. So number one, the number one cause of hair loss, I mean, other than medications, which we've kind of already touched on, is stress. Stress is huge. And I mean, I've seen so many women over the years with hair loss and, you know, they are just rattled. You know, you can tell they just need to calm down. They need to really nourish their adrenals, take care of themselves. They're not taking care of themselves, you know.
Yes,
so,
that's obviously way harder than just a damn
drop
of minerals in your water.
I can't give you drops for that.
Yes.
You know, but so that's a big one. You know, then we also have to look at the thyroid, make sure the thyroid's okay.
My thyroid's out of whack. I just got some blood tests back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a deal. Like, you have to take care of that.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the doctor soon.
Okay.
I mean, they called me and they were like, hi, you need to go to the doctor. Oh, let me show you. Can I show you?
Yeah, actually, I'd love to see.
I have, but keep talking while
and
I pull this up.
Okay, so your thyroid, like, that could be a result of the stress too, right? Because I know you're going through a really stressful time
I mean,
now.
I'm having all kinds of crazy shit happen.
Okay.
I had a crusty eye.
I listened to one of your episodes when you talked about
that. And I've had some vaginal shit.
Okay.
And I think it's, again, just my body's out of whack, you know?
Yeah, and the body's holistic, too. I mean, it doesn't operate like an isolated system, so to speak, right? Like, you know, when everything's out of whack, that totally makes sense.
Yes.
Right? It all works together.
But we can get back on track with, here's my thyroid thing. What's this? You see this?
Yeah, that's your TSH, your thyroid stimulating hormone. It's on the high side, which means actually you're suffering more of like a hypothyroid.
Yes.
So your thyroid is not functioning as optimally as it should.
So hypothyroid technically means I should be gaining weight, right?
Technically,
but that ain't happening.
No.
But like they called me and they were like, hey.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta fix this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is this alarming?
You know what? I'm not too alarmed about it because I think it's some pretty simple fixes that can bring it down.
Yeah. Such and, as?
Okay. So number one, let's really take care of your adrenal glands.
Mm-hmm. How do I do that?
You have to.
Because I'm tired and my brain doesn't work right. And it hasn't been working right. I can't think of words.
Yeah. Well, just you said I'm tired. You know, like, that's what the adrenal gland kind of
help
like.
My adrenals out. What do I do?
So you are going to go and you are going to get a tea called holy basil tea.
Okay, I'm writing this
And this
down.
Is the first step. And you are going to have two
Basil cups. Is in basil?
Yeah, yeah.
B-A-S-I-L. Is that a fancy Canadian way to say it or what?
I don't know.
Is it basil? I thought it was basil.
Basil.
In Canada and the UK.
Oh, shit. Look at you fancy. Oh, you fancy,
we're
huh?
Cool, huh?
Okay, holy basil tea. Pip, pip, pip. Okay. I'm buying that.
Yeah, so have two cups a day.
Okay.
And make it strong. Like, let that tea bag sit in there for, like, 5 minutes.
I wrote strong in all caps.
Yeah.
Love
so
that.
This is a great tea because it nourishes the adrenal glands, but it doesn't overstimulate the adrenal glands, so it's not going to make your skin break out.
Okay. I can't have that. Okay, what else?
Okay, so the other thing is you have to just bring down the inflammation in your body. You have to get rid of the sugar and
the gluten.
I know that's definitely what I tell my patients. And how's your sleep? Are you sleeping okay? Mm. Yeah, not good. Yeah. So that's another thing with the adrenal glands. Are you having difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep?
Staying asleep.
Staying asleep.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to really be really tender with your blood sugar levels. You have to eat 3 meals a day at, you know, preset times.
Yes, okay.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Are you good at doing that?
I mean, no.
Yeah.
No, I live a very unpredictable lifestyle.
Yeah. So what your body wants right now is it wants regular meal times, regular wake times, regular sleep times. That's the
Very difficult, my lifestyle.
That's the number one treatment for your adrenal glands. It just is. And the holy basil tea.
If I went to the doctor for this, what would they do? They'd put me on a pill?
Yeah, they'd put you on, you know, some thyroid medication.
Right. Which would cause some things to happen, most likely.
Yeah, and they'd probably say it's something you have to be on for the rest of your life. But, you know, when you treat the adrenals, it's like the adrenals, the ovaries, and the thyroid, they all work together.
Right.
So it's naturopathic doctors were trained to kind of address that entire triad.
Yeah.
So I know you're going through a lot of stress lately, so I'm sure the adrenal glands have been affected, and that's probably where we need to look at first.
Okay. I'm so happy that I wasn't even going to think about showing you that, but you know what? Today's the day, okay? We're almost to the end of this mini app. We have so much more to discuss. So I think, real quick, let's talk cellulite, just because you had that listed. And honestly, I think this affects everyone.
Everyone, absolutely.
Everyone. So any help in that department?
Yes, lots.
You know.
Okay, so if you have cellulite,
what's
going on is basically your estrogen levels are too high, and your lymph is not moving as efficiently as it could.
I think I have stagnant lymph.
Yes.
I think that's pretty, you know, that's certainly happening.
Okay. So there's a couple of really amazing remedies for the lymph. Number one, dry brushing.
Okay.
I mean, you probably know about
that,
right?
But, you know, I don't do it.
Oh,
and I have 95 dry brushes in my house, literally right now.
Get on that, girl, because that is key.
And when do we do it?
Before you shower.
Okay,
so
interesting.
So before you actually get in the shower, you don't want your body wet to do it.
Yes.
And then you start at your feet and you brush in an upward motion. You always want to brush towards your heart.
Okay.
So you start at your legs, you do your body, you do your arms. It should take you about 2 to 3 minutes to get the whole body brushed. And what it does is it moves the lymph towards your heart. And it helps your lymph detox.
So if we're doing our arms and shoulders, should we go down towards our heart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
you're
up. Yeah.
Always towards the heart.
Always towards the heart, no matter where you are in your body.
Cute.
Right? Cute.
I love that it's before the shower because I feel like I could easily do that because I'm like already naked.
Yeah.
It's not like I have to like get naked to do it, which I feel like is why I did never do it because I felt like a chore.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm already naked.
Exactly.
Everybody imagine me naked in my bathroom about to take a shower. Go ahead and picture it. And I'm brushing and I'm brushing and I'm brushing and I'm brushing. 2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah. And there's another bonus for doing that too. And it's great exfoliator. So you're completely exfoliating your skin as well. So you're kind of killing two birds with one stone.
I love killing birds with stones. If anyone knows anything about me.
As that was coming out of my mouth, I was like, oh,
I need
sure
a vegan yeah. version of that, yeah, phrase, exactly. please. Non-GMO. Thanks.
Okay, so Dr. Stacey, in this special mini-up of Nashville, we have covered acne, weak nails, hair loss, cellulite, and my adrenal slash thyroid issues. That's a lot. Next one we're going to cover, we kind of talked about how to hydrate your body, but we're going to maybe talk about that a little more. We're going to talk about stress management. I'm going to throw you some other weird things that are happening with me.
Okay.
And then we're going to go through your products and your routine.
Love it.
So why don't you right now tell everybody where we can find you, your website, anything, if you're seeing patients, how we can get a hold of you, et cetera.
Great. Okay. So my website is www.naturopathicbeauty.com.
Cute.
It works, right? And I have an amazing 7-week clear skin program for people suffering with acne. I also have a great 8-week aging beautifully program if you're interested in, you know, managing the aging process. And I do work one-on-one with patients, and my packages are all on my website.
We love a thorough website. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
And we'll be
I
seeing you again
here.
Soon on Natch Butte, the mini eps.
Thanks.
Don't forget, everybody. I guess I should end my mini eps like I end every episode, which is you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Scorpions, a podcast network.